The Touching the Trail Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Touching the Trail Podcast, our weekly ritual of peace, presence, and perseverance. This week's episode is episode 175. And before we jump into what I'm going to be talking about today, I just want to take care of a little business, like usual. Now, there are two ways that you can support Touching the Trail. The first is that you can go to touchingthetrail.com/donate to donate to the show. And the second way is that you can go to targetreleaserecovery.com to pick up your very own Basecamp and Peak. Now, these are handheld deep tissue massage tools, and both those links are in the show notes. Now, in my journey, I guess you could say, yes, definitely, journey of personal betterment that has been largely documented here on Touching the Trail, I found that it is extremely important to acknowledge what I'm doing right and what I could be doing better in terms of progressing along this journey. Both inside of running and other athletics, cycling and climbing and such, but mainly running, seeing as how that's mainly what I do, and outside of athletics, in daily life, in school, and in other various responsibilities. The more that I come to understand what's working and what isn't, the more that I can tackle what isn't to hopefully move it and shift it into, you know, that it is working category. I found that it really does help to list it out. And not just to list it out mentally and think of what I'm doing right, think of what I'm doing wrong, but to physically list it out as well. And what I mean by that is take a real piece of paper and take a real pen or pencil and write it down so that you can really visualize that, you know, column A, column B of what is working and what is not working currently in the real world. You can see it right there on that piece of paper that exists physically right there in front of you. And it kind of makes those aspects of your life, what is working, what isn't, very real. And it almost brings them to the forefront of what you're thinking about at the time. And for me right now, something that I've realized recently that isn't working or that I could definitely be doing better, I guess, is having a focus on exercising in terms of like workouts, like, you know, more conventional muscle workouts in terms of like body weight workouts, functional exercises. Sure, I run every day, but there's definitely more that I could do in terms of becoming a more well-rounded athlete and specifically a better runner. And that really does come from working out a much more majority of the muscles in my body than just like my legs or something with going out for a run. But having a making a concerted effort to incorporate functional exercises and bodyweight workouts into my week-to-week regimen. And so I've noticed that throughout the time that I've been running over these past almost 5 years now, I've gone through periods where I will do a bodyweight workout, you know, consistently every week, maybe even a few times a week, and other periods where I just won't even think about doing one, won't do one at all for weeks on end, months on end. I'm definitely in one of those not even thinking about working out periods right now. Again, when I say working out, I don't mean running, because that is, yes, working out, obviously. But to me, that's just almost a given in the sense that I'm going to go run. I mean, that is something that my day is going to have almost no matter what. But in terms of incorporating other aspects of physical fitness, specifically like, you know, something as simple as push-ups or pull-ups or crunches or any other really like PE, high school, middle school level workouts that I just don't do, but that I know will help me, I definitely am lacking. It is definitely something that I could work on, something that I can incorporate into my practice of becoming a better athlete. To me, I recognize that it is a vital tool to keeping me healthy, to keeping me fit, and keeping me really being able to run without injury and to the best of my ability. And so I know I shouldn't be ignoring it. And that's, I guess, why I wanted to talk about it today, is it just to acknowledge that it's, you know, we're not perfect, that it's something that I recognize all of the benefits of, but I'm still not doing it consistently. I didn't do one last week. I don't think I did one the week before. I did one today. I did a bodyweight workout today. So I'm going to try to put in the effort. I'm going to put in the effort. How about that? Instead of say try, I'm going to put in the effort to incorporate working other aspects of my body to become a more well-rounded athlete during the week going forward. And I've always, throughout my time running, like I said, in these past like 5 years, I've always looked at the body as kind of a big balancing act, especially while running. Really, in fact, the basic mechanics of a running body is a body that is falling forward. You fall forward and then your feet catch you, pretty much. And in that catch moment, and even right before, and really in each stride that your legs and your feet are making, your mind and your body, whether you realize it or not, are doing a lot of little maneuvers, little calculations to all combine to keep your body upright and moving forward while on the run. And all those firings of all those different muscles and small variations in the shape and the position of your body contribute to keeping you balanced and upright and solid going forward on the trail or on the road or wherever you're running. And I've realized that when I incorporate an exercise regimen into my training, you know, doing push-ups, doing crunches, doing, you know, other functional exercises, that my body is more capable of handling itself efficiently, safely, and smoothly on the trail. And when my body can do that, it just makes the running even more fun because I can go faster, I can feel stronger, I can go farther, I can go harder. I can just do it better, and it makes it all the more enjoyable. And that really comes from incorporating aspects of my training off the run, like what I'm talking about today, body weight exercises, functional exercises. And it's, so I think it's something that I recognize, and I hope and will make the effort to incorporate into my weeks consistently going forward. But it's just something that I've recognized that I haven't done recently, haven't done on a consistent basis recently. And I also have noticed, especially, you know, in these past few months, really, I guess, noticing how little other exercises that I've done, that adding the technicality of running on trails creates like a whole nother level of complexity for your mind and your body to cope with and to balance with when running. And so I really do want to build and maintain my body at a state that can best cope with all of the different variations that come with running on trails. And so, I realize that that means training all of the different muscles through my body. And just even today, the body weight workout that I did, it was a suspension trainer workout. So it's one of those workouts that you, or systems where you like hang this nylon webbing on the door. My dad got it for me, so it was super cheap on Amazon. You hook it on the door, close the door, and then they have handles at the end of the nylon strips, and you can do kind of, you know, floating in a sense, but your legs are still on the ground, your feet are still on the ground, exercises that allow you really to control how much weight you're going to be putting on, you know, each movement. So if you're doing a push-up, the closer you move your feet into the door, the more of an angle you're at, the more weight you're going to be putting on your body in that push-up, the more you're going to be, you know, it's going to be a harder push-up, depending on, you know, how trained you are. So anyways, so that's what I did today. And it works both, that the system that I do works both, you know, your upper body, your lower body. And it again, after finishing it, I felt good. I did it hard. I made sure to focus on making it count. I did notice that how weak I am, that there is a lot that I can improve, definitely in terms of, you know, my physical fitness outside of running, and contributing to running, and just like I said, becoming a more well-rounded athlete. Something else that I've noticed is that, you know, pretty much every aspect of your body, every muscle plays a role when running, whether you realize it or not. I mean, your body, you need to look at it for the whole picture to really see how a running body moves, because it's not just your legs, it's not just your feet, it's everything. And in running, we talk a lot about, you know, form or speed or time or nutrition. But we often forget that one of the best ways that I've realized, at least, to progress as a runner is to not solely focus on running. It's to incorporate other aspects of moving your body, other ways of moving your body, other ways of training your muscles, like functional exercises, so that you can build yourself into a better runner, so that you can cope with those variations in the trail or on the road or whatever it is, and you can balance yourself better as you move forward on the run. And it all really comes down to working all the different aspects of your body and moving and training all different aspects of your body. And so often we look at only the legs or the feet as the tools for running. But like I said, we need to look at the whole body. We need to look at the whole picture, like I said. Every aspect of the body plays a vital role. And for me, at least what I've realized, is a great way to stay injury-free and to become a better runner is to train those aspects, is to work those different muscle groups and to build those different muscle groups so that my body can be well-rounded both for running or for rock climbing or for cycling and for all of those different things. I can be just a strong, well-rounded athlete that can push his body to its limits and beyond. And so that I can go out and embark on the adventures that I dream of with the fitness that will carry me along on those adventures. Some of the exercises that I specifically focus on are balance exercises. Balance exercises are always great. At least to me, I've noticed they train all the different varied aspects of your legs and your feet and your core. And they really get into like the intricacies of those muscle groups so that you can learn to teach your body how to keep that balance in each stride. And really, running is a single leg sport. Each stride is just one leg that you're striking the ground with. And so when you focus on that in your training outside of the run, so in balance exercises, it really does provide you a good stepstone to increasing your running ability. So when I say a balance exercise, it could be something as simple as standing on one leg for a few minutes. And that might sound easy, and for some of you, maybe it is. But for a lot of you, I pretty much guarantee you that if you go out and try it and you set your timer for 2 or 3 minutes, it's going to be difficult to keep that balance on that one leg with your eyes focused on one area of the ground or whatever it is, or even close your eyes and knock it up a few notches in difficulty. And keep that balance strong and consistent the whole time without, you know, reaching out and touching anything or you know, setting your other foot down. It will probably get a little difficult, but that means that you're training those muscles and training your leg and your core and your glutes and everything to increase that balance ability, to keep you more upright and more strong on the trail, or just really on the run. Obviously, if you're great at balance exercises, you can kick it up a few notches by getting like a balance ball and using that, or other things that you can do. But really, whatever it comes down to, balance exercises, and obviously you can do your own research on what works and doesn't work for you. But whatever it is, they are a great way to train your whole leg system, really, if you want to call it that, to become a better runner. Another kind of area of the body that I think is important to focus on is to exercise your lats and your traps and your deltoids so that you can help pull your arm, both your arms, obviously, so that you can help, training those will help pull your arms back more efficiently and more effectively with each stride. And really, we don't really think about this, but your arms play a vital role in kind of correlating to how your legs are moving. So if you move your arms faster, your legs will move faster. If you keep your forearms lower, your legs will strike lower and won't lift up as high. If you lift your arms up, your legs and your feet will lift up higher, do more of a high-stepping type thing. So you can really use your arms as kind of a puppet controllers almost to manage how your legs are moving with each stride. And so if you want to move faster, if you want to just move more controlled, training your back and your chest and your arms in general to control those strides, to control the length and the height and the distance of those steps and the speed, all really contribute to make your ability to take each stride effectively and each set of strides and then the whole run effectively better by training those different aspects of, like I said, your back and your arms, your upper arms and your chest, so that it all comes together so that you can pull your arms forward and backwards a lot more efficiently. Obviously, one aspect of the body that is talked about a lot, but it's definitely vital, and I will say it here again, is the core. The training your core, you know, in whatever exercises you wish to pursue with that, but training your core really does keep your body centered and upright, and it provides your running form with strong forward motion so that you can prevent injury and keep moving forward at the speed and at the strength that you want, whether that's you want to go faster on the flats or you want to go just harder on the uphills, or you're going to go more controlled but still quick down on the downhills. Whatever it is, training your core will contribute to that whole system that surrounds both upwards of your upper body and downwards with your legs. It really is kind of the almost the center point that everything else kind of ties into. So if you work on that, you can really positively impact the different aspects of both your upper body and your lower body that contribute to a strong running form and therefore a strong run and becoming a better runner. And it's not just like your abs. It's not just getting a six pack because, you know, you want to look cool in pictures for Instagram. It's about the whole aspect of your core. So it's on the sides as well. It's even into your back a little. I mean, it's really everything that's around there, training it to be able to manage different terrain, to manage different speeds, to manage different body positions, to manage all the little variations that take place with each step. With each stride, with each foot strike, will allow you to manage those steps and those strides and those foot strikes all the more better by training all the different aspects of your core. And again, you can do your own research in terms of what works and doesn't work for you, but I just recommend that it's something that you really do pursue and something that I'm going to pursue as well in the coming weeks and months as I work to incorporate these aspects of training more consistently into my regimen, so that I can become a better runner by training these different aspects. And there are things that I will explore and what works and doesn't work for me. The last kind of muscle group that I want to talk about that is so key, I mean, probably one of the most important, if not the most important, out of all the ones that I mentioned and didn't even mention, are the glutes. Now, the glutes are impactful on pretty much every aspect of your legs down to your big toe. I mean, they control so much of each stride and each foot strike that it almost seems insane that we forget them so often. Strengthening your glutes will allow you to improve your running form, obviously, but it'll allow you to pull your legs backward effectively without straining other muscles like your hip adductors or other areas. Or your psoas, it'll allow you to control your ascent and your descent on the trail. It will prevent injury, and it will keep your legs moving smoothly. The glutes are just kind of the powerhouses of your legs and of your whole running system. And so when you get those strong and when you continue to increase the strength of your glutes, your running ability almost follows directly in line on a linear path with that strength as you increase it. Whenever I get into a period where I'm training my glutes consistently, you know, every day, typically that period comes when I'm trying to, you know, recover or get over an injury, because most of the injuries that I've ever gotten have resulted almost directly from weak glutes. And so I will get injured from weak glutes, then I will have to spend a lot of time every day strengthening my glutes to remove that injury and to prevent it from happening again. Again, I will admit right now, I'm not in a period where I'm working consistently on building strong glutes, but I want to incorporate that into my regimen, and I hope to, or I will, I guess, speaking confidently going forward. And it because I know it's so beneficial to me as a runner. I know it will allow me to run stronger, to run farther, to run harder, because it will keep everything else in line. It will keep almost everything else in a lot of ways injury-free because the glutes do so much work that you're not going to be straining unnecessarily other aspects of your legs and of your running system. The glutes really are something that play such a vital role in each run that you go on that it's so important to keep them in mind. And again, like I said, it applies to your own research on what works and doesn't work for you in terms of the exercises. But look into the glutes. Look into strengthening your glutes and really work to increase your focus and your attention that you pay to working on your glutes, because you will, like I said, notice how much more you increase as a runner by focusing on those, because they're just so impactful on all aspects of your run. And the last thing is while it's not a bodyweight exercise per se, I do want to talk about yoga for a little bit, just for a second, because it is an additional tool to aid your body in moving well over the trail. By keeping your body flexible and focused, which is what in a lot of ways yoga does, it will better be able to allow you to flow over any terrain. Because it allows your body, again, like I said, to balance and to stay balanced and to manage all the different aspects of a run, whether that's varied terrain, varied body position, varied movement, varied speed. It will allow you to stay in control and focused subconsciously almost, because you're going to be flexible if you incorporate this into your practice. And so it will be there as a silent tool, kind of, as you go out on a run. It is definitely another aspect of my fitness that I need to incorporate again on a consistent basis. Again, I've gone through periods where I'm very consistent with yoga every day, and then I've gone through periods where I'm not consistent at all. Currently, I'm in a period where I'm not consistent at all, and I know that to increase my running ability, which is definitely something I've been focusing on this year, I've been training really hard since the new year, and I've been feeling really good, and I feel like there's some more steps that I can take, which is why I'm talking about what I'm talking about today, because I know that those further steps won't necessarily come from running more. It's about running smarter. And so it's not volume, it's quality, as the saying goes. And so it's not about getting more volume, it's about just getting more quality runs in. And that both comes from, you know, picking routes that will actually train what I need to train to increase as a runner and to increase towards goals that I have set in mind for summer and for other aspects of the year that I want to be able to go out and run and accomplish. So that, you know, routes that have a lot of elevation gain, since I love to run mountains. But it also comes off the run in terms of getting that quality instead of quantity. It's not to me about doing 200 mile weeks or even 100 mile weeks. It's about doing, you know, however many mile weeks that will train my body right, but also incorporating other aspects outside of the run that will also train my body right, like functional exercises, body weight exercises, and yoga. And of course, we can talk about other things like nutrition, hydration, meditation, mindfulness, things like that. Obviously, those all play a role. But just in today's episode, I'm talking specifically about mainly about functional exercises, bodyweight exercises, and then, like I just mentioned right now, yoga. But these are just ways that you can incorporate building strength and building confidence and building a balanced body into your practice so that you can go out and run or cycle, whatever it is. But I'm obviously mainly talking about running with confidence and with an ability to tackle kind of any situation. And it will allow you to run harder, to run farther, to run longer. And it's something that I definitely want to pursue and practice and have consistently, because I do want to be able to, like I said, run farther, run harder, run longer. And I can only really do that by getting that quality instead of quantity. And that's about focus. That comes with focus. And so I hope, or I will, like I said, speaking confidently, I will incorporate that going forward so that I can stay focused, so that I can stay with a present mindset in terms of getting done what I need to get done physically, so that I can accomplish goals and set out on adventures and embark on journeys that I dream of through only the power of my body, carrying me over these mountains and this terrain, by being a strong runner and a confident runner. And that comes with incorporating other aspects outside of the run, like I've been saying, like functional exercises. So short episode today, but I think it was a good topic to remind us all of the importance of these aspects of our fitness that we kind of often forget, at least that I often forget. And so I hope that it reminded you aspects of your practice in terms of becoming a better athlete that you maybe have neglected, whether that is specifically functional exercises or maybe other things. But whatever it is, I hope that you can go out this week and work to incorporate those into your day-to-day and your week-to-week and your month-to-month going forward, so that you can become a better runner, a better athlete, a better person, so you can be better and work towards bettering yourself on a daily basis. And so other ways that you can do that are by going to touchingthetrail.com. You can read the writings. You can read the resources that I have on meditation, on food, and on the recommended readings. You can sign up for the Touching the Trail Weekly, the newsletter that I send out every weekend, where you will get a free downloadable vegan recipe ebook when you sign up. And every week you will get a weekly book recommendation, a spiritual quote breakdown, and a weekly challenge to help you better yourself. If you ever have any questions or comments, or if you just want to talk, feel free to reach out to me via the contact form on the website. I'm always listening. And you can follow us on social media at Touching the Trail on Instagram, at Touch the Trail on Twitter, and the Touching the Trail page on Facebook. If you haven't done so already, make sure to subscribe to the show and make sure to spread the word to your friends and your family, your coworkers, and everyone else. And if you're loving the show every week, make sure to leave a review wherever you listen. If you want to help support the show, you can go to touchingthetrail.com/donate to donate to the show. And again, as I've said many times before, this show is built and based in the Buddhist concept of dana, of generosity, of giving. And so whatever you can give helps. It really does. And I'm not asking much, but if you do a recurring donation on a monthly basis, it would be absolutely incredible. You can also go to targetreleaserecovery.com to pick up your very own Basecamp and Peak. Now, these are functional, affordable, unique, and handmade deep tissue massage tools. And all of those links are in the show notes as always. And so going forward this week, just remember to look at the whole picture. Remember that your body really is a machine and you can't neglect to care for aspects of that machine. You have to care for the whole machine or else it will break down. So treat incorporating other ways of moving your body, other ways of training your muscles in your body as just another way to become better. It's just another way to become a more well-rounded runner that can tackle really any running task strongly and safely. Safely, you know, meaning injury-free. And just work this week to strengthen aspects of your body that you typically neglect. And as always, remember to go far, go further. And I will see you all next week on the Touching the Trail podcast. Thanks for listening.
The Touching the Trail podcast.